You may already know that SiriusXM brings you the deepest variety of commercial-free music for every genre and every mood, where you hear the biggest names in talk, entertainment, and comedy, and hundreds of hand-curated music channels designed to fit every mood.
Where you get news from every source, where you can listen to the newly launched Fish Radio, in addition to Jam On, Grateful Dead Radio, Pearl Jam Radio, Tom Petty Radio, and many more. Where you can listen to top comedy channels such as Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio and Netflix's A Joke Radio and Sports Talk Radio from Barstool to ESPN and more to keep you up to date on the latest news in the sports world.
Most people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. Subscribe now to listen outside the car on your phone, online, and at home, and get your first 3 months for just a dollar. And if you're a Fish fan, which you probably are, you can get tour updates and shows being played, which are a good complement to our quick hits. Visit SiriusXM.com/HFpod to see offer details and to subscribe and start listening today. SiriusXM, no car required. Welcome back to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit from the second night of SPAC, and I'm joined by my friend Patrick, friend of the podcast. I think you made your first appearance in episode 6, I think, of the podcast. Hi, Patrick.
Wow. Hey, RJ, how are you?
Crazy, right? That was a while ago.
Yeah, good to be back.
So, Patrick, you encouraged me not to leave SPAC after the first night, which probably made a lot of sense, but you got to stay for both. I know that like SPAC is sort of a hometown or home area show for you, and you like to camp and hang out and all that, and it seems like that's a pretty good tradition, huh?
Yeah, it really is, man. It's really like home to me, and I'm from upstate New York. I think the first concert I went to at SPAC was maybe 1996 or 1997. Not Fish. I think that was Dave Matthews Band or something. But yeah, it just really feels like home. So it's always great.
That's cool. And last night, we can talk about the music, but the atmosphere at SPAC is just, it's like really laid back and pretty chill, except for the cops with machine guns. But otherwise it's a pretty chill place to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. And even the cops with machine guns, they seem pretty chill. I don't know. I didn't have any problems with them, but yeah. It's a little weird,
but so the first set they open up with Fluffhead, which I guess was probably a surprise to folks there. The Fluffhead and Gaiuti kind of double, like two of the hardest songs to play opening up, seemed like they were like Trey was intent on practicing those and playing them as the best he could.
Yeah, and they played them really well, too. I was just listening back to the show. I think, have they opened with Fluffhead other than Hampton? I feel like that might be only the second Fluffhead opener, maybe not. Yeah, and they played them fantastic. I heard one wrong note listening back right now, so I was pretty angry about that. but yeah, I thought they played them both like really, really great, really well done.
The one wrong note right now, though, kind of takes it down a notch.
Yeah, I left, actually. That was when I left. I think 9 minutes into Fluffhead, Trey hit that wrong note, and I see it.
So to your question, there was one Nikon Jones Beach 2010 had a Fluffhead opener, but I think that's the only other one in 3.0 at least.
Just yeah. Three maybe.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. And then Gaiuti is well played as well. Did you hear any bad notes in that one?
There was three. 2 minutes and 54 seconds in, there was the wrong one. And then I think 11:13, there was another one. But no, I thought it was really well. And you know, it's such a rarity these days, but, you know, back when they were playing a lot, you know, late 90s or whatever, even if I was, like, sick of Gaiuti, it always gets me. That's what I think about Gaiuti. Like, the end, like, it always gets you. You know, like, it's a really great composition, and the end is so great. You know, obviously, same as Fluffhead. But, yeah, no, I thought, what a way to open, man. Fantastic.
Yeah, and so the rest of the set kind of had some... you know, so older songs in there, except with and then some newer stuff mixed in as well, Steam and Crazy Sometimes, but then, you know, Llama and Poor Heart and Silent in the Morning. It's first sleep in since 2011. What were any other highlights you from set one that you remember?
I thought the whole set was great. Yeah, no, it was a very high energy set. You know, Poor Heart. I really like Drift When You're Sleeping, so I really, really liked that at the end. I didn't realize that about Sleep, but yeah, no, I thought the whole set was really fun. I always liked March of Monster, right? That was the third song. It was just a really well played set, I thought.
And the Drift While You're Sleeping, at least based on what I heard, I think I heard it in Camden, or maybe I heard it another time this tour, and Paige seemed to be like putting on even more effects, which is kind of cool from the last time when they played in Camden. But I thought it's like the song's evolving quickly.
I really like it. I'm almost there on my re-listen. But yeah, you know, I love that song, and you know, the end is like so anthemic, the, you know, stormy weather part. So I have to listen to that. Yeah, I thought, I mean, they sounded really, really good. Everything was on point, I thought. So it was really nice set.
Cool. And then the second set, according to the set list, I think there's only one break. The rest are segues in and out of various songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the No Men to kick it off, I think, was like the kind of jam of the set. But there was a lot going on in that set. What's your recollection of the whole thing?
Oh yeah, I thought it was fantastic. You know, the Sally was great in the middle. The Antelope, I love the whole thing. You know, the Brains and the Tweezer Reprise. That was a really, really huge highlight. And you know, like you said. You know, Spack is sort of home, so I really like the Dirt. It always makes me think of my buddy Chris, who passed away. I thought the whole thing was good. You know, I guess it was songy, I guess. There's no, like, huge jams, but, I guess the whole set was a huge jam from what you just told me.
It depends how you look at it.
I was in the zone. I thought it was a really, really fun set. And the Antelope, what did they close with? They played, there was Antelope and then something else. Oh, Slave, yes. Yeah, and I think they sound checked that yesterday.
Right.
Maybe the first day.
The first day,
yeah. So that was great. I thought Slave was fantastic. We went and listened. There's like a little creek right by the amphitheater, so we listened to the sound check. They sound checked Friend a couple times, so I was sort of expecting that, but that didn't come out at all. Which, I mean, honestly, I was okay with. But.
Yeah, yeah. And so they, so you got like some, it was interesting because there's some real old school stuff thrown in there. Like a nice Sally jam is something that doesn't come along every you know, tour necessarily. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. And they seemed to like that as back. I think it was like 2013 they did the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a fun song.
So
I've been into the album recently, the Robert Palmer album. So
okay, yeah. Well, I don't think anyone even knows that's a cover song. Everybody.
I think Fishman wrote it.
Yeah, Fishman wrote it. So Patrick, what's your takeaway like from the 2 days and kind of where Fish is at the moment? This tour, I don't know, just like your reflections after spending a couple days camping and seeing the concerts.
My thing is, I hope this happens once again. I'll give you a little one of my rants or something. My thing is just like, I tell my wife this sometimes, like, I just want to stay alive until the next really good thing, you know, like the next holiday, the next birthday party, the whatever. And like, that's what SPAC is for me. It's, not every year, but most summers, like if they're there, we're there. And, you know, with my best and oldest friends. I thought it was just, it's feels so good and it's so nice. And I think they're playing fantastic. I mean, you know, every Fish show I go to is the best Fish show I've ever seen, but, I think that they're really, really playing great right now. I thought, I went to MVP. I thought the same way, different. I mean, they're playing everything great. just really it's amazing, right? These guys are like 55 or something, and somehow they're still at the top of their game.
Yeah, do you feel like the new songs have fit in well, like the Kasvadvox and the Ghosts of the Forest stuff?
Yeah, no, I mean, I liked all that stuff. The Glue Magnet, I mean, I love that song. That's sort of my favorite. I really like Drift While You're Sleeping. Yeah, it fits in. I think it fits well, and, that keeps it interesting for them, too, I think.
Yeah.
To be doing new things and to be learning new things and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to keep teasing Tweezer Reprise at every show for the rest of the tour?
Hopefully. I'm never going to argue about Tweezer Reprise.
Yeah.
So that was funny. Like when they didn't do it, when they did an encore with the Camden, we sort of thought that's what they would do. So yeah, it was a good surprise last night, middle of the second set.
Yeah, out of Plasma, which is cool. I always like hearing Plasma. I haven't heard it very much, so it's a good song to throw it into. Yeah, man. I mean, like what you said, it's a classic venue and a great place to spend a couple of days. So I'm glad you got to do it. What kind of jam from last night do you think we should play?
Oh man, that's a really good question. The Tweet Prize, I guess. I think it's Brains and the Tweet Prize. I think they did it down in Brains, maybe.
Yeah, I think we got the set list. Plasma and a Tweezer Reprise. We're gonna do it.
Oh, okay.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Turn it up really loud.
Okay.
And shoot out some fireworks and get ready for the great celebration of American freedom tonight at the National Mall.
Everybody should get ready for the celebration of American freedom.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear our president talk. It's gonna be great. I hope they do a lock her up chant on the National Mall on the 4th of July.
One can only hope. All right, Patrick, thank you for coming back. You're invited back anytime.
All right, thanks, man. Great to see you. To see you enjoy too. Your time with your family.
Okay, take it easy. Drive safe.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Bye.
Around, the shapes are hanging over you. Now take a look around.
Now here's a brief moment on another great podcast from the Osiris Network. All of our podcasts can be found at osirispod.com.
Hello!
I'm Gary.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Brad, and together we cast a pod known as
Which is better?
You guys ever wonder which is better?
Well, wonder no more.
Join us as we tackle the topics.
We seek understanding.
And we settle the debate on all the subjects you care about.
DC versus Marvel.
Prince versus Michael Jackson.
Liberals versus conservatives.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Bruce Lee versus Jackie Chan.
Science versus religion.
And many more!
That's us.
Which is better?
Which
is
better?